Political scientist Dr. Bosman Asare says President Mahama needs to pursue a more vibrant leadership style this year to address some of the challenges in his administration. He suggests a more aggressive approach in dealing with his ministers to ensure that results are achieved. Dr. Asare points out that citizens must also complement government's efforts by seeking accountability and reminding it of the mandate to create opportunities to better the lives of the society. Dr. Asare spoke with Rebecca Ekpe.
People think that 2014 was really one of the worst years in our history as a country. So they were expecting the president to be able to double up his steps, the things he's trying to do for the people of Ghana. Because he himself has admitted that 2014 wasn't a good year for the country. So I think Ghanaians will be expecting that this 2015, we're going to see a lot of transformation in the areas of employment creation, in the areas of security, all the major areas that concern the Ghanaian people.
What I picked up from you, Dr. Bosman Asare, is that Ghanaians are looking forward to a more aggressive sort of leadership from Mahama, president. Call it vibrant.
Vibrant president, a president who will be ready to rein in his ministers to make sure that all the activities they are engaging are activities that will really inure to the benefit of the Ghanaian people. Things that will really enhance the living standards of the Ghanaian people because of what we have experienced in the past.
So your assessment is that you did not see much of that in his past?
So I think that in his past, especially in 2014, many Ghanaians think that those who are assisting the president, they've not really been up to the task. If there are some competent people out there who are capable of delivering the goods, who are capable of providing the collective good in a better way, for us, the president should go out for them. Because our system of governance allows the president to appoint several people, and we expect that it's going to give us the most competent individuals. Apart from the limitation from parliament, where a certain number must come from parliament, there are many other chief executives of state agencies, board members, etc., who the president will just have to look at the Ghanaian population and select or appoint some individuals. So if he thinks these are the people who can do the work well, that's fine. But his job is to make sure that they are really living up to expectation. I think it's a high time we did something as a country to alleviate the plight of these ordinary people.
Talk to us, Ghanaians. I know it's not only a one-way affair. What the part we have to play, obviously, as citizens, adds up at the end of the day to make Ghana a better place for all of us. It's not only always pointing fingers at the president, but our part.
One thing we must do, and that is we the people must be demanding our democracy. The governance system we are running, the type of government we are running, is a representative democracy. What it means is that the president, the minister, the parliament, they are representing us. So we must be making demands. We must be telling them, asking them, do A, B, C, D, and those things for us. And you know, most of us think that when the president or the government, they do something for us, the thinking is as if they are doing us a favor. But this is our right, our democratic right. So the people, we as a people must be demanding, we must really hold our political leaders to a very high standard. So that it's not like they provide water. What if they provide water and you don't have any work to do? How would you pay your water bill, your electricity bill, etc.? So we must be demanding. But if we are not very careful, somebody becomes minister, a member of parliament, within a short period, you see the person's living conditions, all these things have changed. By you, the voter, your condition is still the same. So we must be demanding that they create a lot of opportunities for the citizens.
Yes, Dr. Asare, are you demanding yourself?
No, I'm demanding. I'm doing my part. So anytime I get a chance, I tell myself, these are the things we must make sure our leaders, they don't go into government to become better persons. Then you, the one who voted, you in the rural area, you don't have access to quality education, quality hospital, etc.